I'm Steve Inskeep at the Capitol. Before they heard about his deal with the White House, Congressman Charlie Norwood's allies thought they had the president beaten. They had him outnumbered in the House of Representatives.
We feel good about where we are. We think we've got the votes.
And a cheerful Arkansas Democrat, Marion Barry, thought he had proof. The president's allies had delayed and delayed a vote on the bill.
Well, I think if they had the votes, we'd already had it on the floor. If it was me making the call and I had the votes, I'd vote on it.
Barry stood in a basement hallway in the Capitol complex chatting with reporters.
Are you at all concerned that Dr. Norwood might cut his own deal with the White House and walk away?
No, I have all the confidence in the world in Dr. Norwood.
But when the lawmakers who've been guiding this bill through the House held a meeting in this basement, Congressman Charlie Norwood missed it. His fellow Republican Greg Ganske sidestepped a question about that.
Dr. Norwood was not in the meeting. He was doing the Lord's business at this moment.
At the White House?
That's all I'm going to say.
Norwood was busy concluding a separate piece. Minutes later, an infuriated Congressman Ganske turned on the television. He saw a live broadcast of his former ally standing beside the president.
And so after a lot of labor and a lot of hard work and a lot of discussion, we shook hands in Oval Office about 10 minutes ago.
Norwood shook hands on changes to the patient's bill that the bill's other sponsors say they cannot accept. Those sponsors include North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
This discussion between Congressman Norwood and the White House is a bad proposal for America's families. It maintains the ongoing special status that HMOs have.
Edwards wants patients to be able to sue when their health insurance providers deny them treatment. He did not want to negotiate away that right. The president's latest proposal would allow people to sue, but with Congressman Norwood's blessing, the bill would include new restrictions demanded by business groups. Business lobbyists contend that lawsuits will drive up the cost of health care that they provide for their employees. So, under the president's plan, it would become much more difficult for some patients to get their cases heard and to win in court. If they do win, they could collect millions of dollars in damages. But the maximum damages would be sharply lower than Democrats and some Republicans wanted. The president's remaining opponents are vowing to change the bill back again before it reaches his desk. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy sponsored a different measure that passed the Senate last month.
We will have other ways of addressing that, either in the conference or perhaps even on the floor of the United States Senate. And we will take other steps. If we're denied in conference from having an effective resolution, we are strongly committed to making sure that this legislation is going to stay alive.
Senator Kennedy and the bill's other sponsors asked to have a chat with Congressman Norwood when he returned to the Capitol last night. They held a private meeting with him at a Capitol office as a crowd of reporters waited outside. Norwood emerged to face the television cameras in a crowded hallway. He insisted that he did not cave in to pressure from the president.
I've been worked on by every side there is. I mean, pros have done it. And that has very little to do with my decision to go down and say, Mr. President, what have we got to do to get your signature? That's all this is all about from my point of view.
His colleagues left the meeting unpersuaded. Democrat Marion Barry, who had complete confidence in Norwood just a short time before, revised his opinion.
Dr. Norwood had assured us that he would negotiate in good faith, and I'm sure that he felt like he did. But he came back to us with an agreement that has no language. He's not sure what it says. No one is clear on what this agreement really is.
Congressman Norwood did not return from the White House with legal language that his colleagues could debate. Staff members intended to spend last night trying to draft that. The agreement was vague enough that even Norwood suggested it still might not work out. But in a political sense, the details may not matter. Lawmakers in both parties acknowledge that whatever the language finally says, the Republican-controlled House will likely pass it. As one of his Republican colleagues put it last night, Charlie Norwood is a brand name. He's a respected leader on the patient's Bill of Rights. As with many complicated bills, many House members will vote on it without having a clue about what it really contains. Norwood's brand identification gives Republicans the confidence to say the White House plan is good enough for them. It gives them a reason not to defy their president. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.